It's just something different about it.
Just a casualness.
It's also good for discussing issues.
This is Mornings with Adam Shirley on ABC Radio Canberra.
Stars are in town for tennis. For the 2018 P2 Invitational, what is that? Well, it's a hit-up featuring Wally Masur, John Fitzgerald and Alicia Molik, a local tennis fundraiser being held at the Canberra Tennis Centre in Lynham today, and it will raise money for Men's Link, the Canberra men's charity that supports all sorts of men in challenging circumstances. The head of Men's Link, Martin Fisk, is with us on ABC Radio Canberra. Martin, good to see you.
Good morning, Adam. How are you going?
And two of our esteemed tennis legends of Australian history, John Fitzgerald, Wally Masur. Great to see you both in Canberra. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Adam.
Pleasure. Morning.
What makes you, John, decide to take part in something like this? Because I'm sure you would get a number of requests or interest from all sorts of people for charity events.
Look, Adam, each year this P2 Invitational aligns itself with a different charity, and we're delighted this year it's Men's Link. Mm. Over the years, it's supported a lot of local charities here in Canberra, and the people involved, Mark Peaties, the man I always relate to, he's running this program with a lot of help, running this day with a lot of help from his company. But he gets Wally occasionally. Well, it's hard to compete with Wally in Canberra. I'm just a hanger on at the moment in Canberra. But he sort of opens a lot of doors for me, and then decides to shout a few as well in front of me, Wally. But he gets Wally, myself, Darren Cahill, Todd Woodbridge has been here, Alicia Molik is here for the first time this year, and good people. But they're a good bunch of people in the company that run this.
In the aftermath of your international career, Wally Masur, is this one of the more rewarding things one can do, to use that profile you have and that ability you have to try and get a bit of attention and money to something that is worthwhile?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess over the years, I mean, Fitzy had a charity that he was linked to, and we did a bit of work for them over a period of years. But I grew up in Canberra. My parents are still here in the suburb of Chifley, not far from Western Creek, where you are, Martin. So I come down pretty regularly to see them. Just recently, Ricky Stewart had a charity day to raise money for autism. So the idea that, Canberra was good to me. I've got fond memories of this place. So it's nice to come back and do something for the community.
We're often spoken about as a generous people, as a collective. Is that your experience and the things you've been involved with?
Oh, look, I think Canberra's, it's not a big town, but it's a pretty vibrant town, and there's a pretty healthy sort of business community that are willing to put back into the community. So if we can come down and play a bit of tennis, which is not that good these days, and it can raise money for a worthwhile cause, we're happy to do it.
Do the hamstrings hold up okay?
Well, Fitzy's calf snaps about once every month, but outside of that.
My calf, Wally's brain. They both snap they both snap occasionally.
It's potentially a volatile combination. Martin Fisk, I mean, for your organisation, it can be a hand-to-mouth existence for charities when you've got a bit of a profile, not so much, but how significant is this for Men's Link?
This is huge. So this tennis game alone is probably going to be our biggest fundraiser ever. Now, that has a transformational effect on our operations.
And so, on lives, I suppose.
Absolutely. As you know, we have traditionally worked from the age 12 up to 25, helping thousands of young men. But we really noticed that there was a gap in services between the age 10 and age 12. Mm. The schools were telling us, the police were telling us, the community sector were telling us, and most importantly, our mums were telling us. And Mark Peaty was introduced to us, and I told him about this need, and he said, what if we gave you all the money we raised this year in 2018 and help you kickstart that? And it's just been it'll be transformational.
Yeah.
Once he made that commitment, we opened the doors for 10 to 12s. Already they represent something like 14% of our counselling clients. And I'm actually preparing testimony for the Legislative Assembly inquiry into family violence next week. And I was doing my statistics, and the staggering thing that came out for me is nearly half of our 10 to 12-year-olds coming to us for help are affected by family violence.
Wow.
And it's way more than the rest of the population that we deal with, and we deal with a lot of kids affected by family violence. So clearly there's a need, and this tennis match, I know Mark Petey's aiming to raise a very substantial amount of money. I think he's been doing this now for 8 years, and he's hoping to get over the $1 million mark across those 8 years today, which the business community and the people behind the event, just fantastic to see.
John Fitzgerald, when you hear the potential, well, the real need and the potential change you could make through warming up your hammies, what significance does that hold for you?
Well, as a community member and as a father of three, I mean, it sort of brings a tear to your eye, really. I mean, when you think of, you know, I've never, in my upbringing, there was never an indication of any family violence. I was blessed, privileged, and have lived in a life accordingly because of that, I think. So, you know, if you can nip that stuff off at the bud, hopefully, and break the cycle for a lot of these young men, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, Mark Petey and his organisation deserve a lot of credit. I mean, and Martin, well done to you, by the way. It will improve communities, but it'll improve quality of life for a lot of people.
Yeah. Wally Masur, is it a good thing that you know people are looking to you, will enjoy what you do, but then there's some real dollars to change some lives at the end of it all?
Yeah, well, I guess like Fitzy, I've got four kids. I've got a granddaughter. My, you know, children having gone through school have witnessed youth suicide, not firsthand, but obviously been aware of, yes, of friends and peers. Pretty significant. And I guess the idea too, you know, for young men to have outside mentors, people that they can, not that everything's bottled up and they internalize everything, that they've actually got people to talk to and they realize they're not alone, I think is obviously massively important.
In elite sport, you probably understand intimately, having been, well, an elite player, a coach, all this sort of thing, how important mentors can be.
Oh yeah, outside mentors are huge. I mean, like Fitzy, I came from a great family, you know, extended family, and my wife is similarly so, and you just realise for your own child, it's aunts, it's uncles, it's school teachers, all the people that impact them over the course of their life. And sometimes, strangely enough, it's outside mentors can get a message across that you can't with your own son. So that's an interesting point to raise, of course. But yeah, and I think too, the cost to the community and the cost to the individual is so great. If, as Fitzy said, you can't nip it in the bud and break the cycle, that you know, and it's people like Martin. And it's interesting that you're talking to Fitzy and I. We're sort of interlopers, aren't we? We just sort of we breeze in, but it's people like Martin and Mark Petey, kind of doing it and getting it done, that deserve a lot of the reward and the recognition.
But as the cliche goes, it is a team effort. You know, the collective is greater than the individual in this regard, if we're talking about the impact it can make. Martin Fisk from Men's Link, John Fitzgerald and Wally Masur, Australian tennis legends, are with us on ABC Radio Canberra. How will today run, roughly, Martin? What's the general plan?
I think there are there is something like 32 corporate teams who are challenging each other. They're from the world of lawyers and, you know, banks and property developers and real estate agents. And they're
fancy
all competing
themselves on the
against
court against Masur and Fitzgerald.
I think there will be some interesting plays. I think there'll be some triple or quadruple faults today. But everyone's just out there to have a good time. And to raise money for a fantastic cause. I'm just glad they're not putting me out on the court.
I'd like to see that. Can people donate online or show? Obviously, you want people to come along and enjoy it as well. How do people get involved in that way?
So we've got both myself and two of our mums who are coming along today to collect donations from the crowd. People can get onto our website and donate, which is menslink.org.au. They can contact P Squared, who is Mark Petey's organisation that's putting this on. There are many, many different ways to donate and get involved. And, you know, hopefully we're going to break cycle of violence. We're going to give kids the tools that they need, that when times get tough for them, they're not going to turn to hurt someone else or hurt themselves. As you know, we have a very significant youth suicide issue. I think the earlier we can get in to turn that stuff around, the better.
Get down to the Lynham Tennis Centre if you've got an hour or two today, because it's a wonderful venue for a fabulous cause today. John Fitzgerald and Wally Masur, one thing you'll probably be aware of, having been proud Australian tennis players for a long time, are the Davis Cup changes potentially What's your read on that, whether it's a good or a bad thing for international tennis competition as a team? I mean, we've just been talking about teams, but Wally Masur, do you have a view on that at all?
Yeah, I guess. Look, well, Fitzy was captain in the early 2000s. Yeah. I was the coach of the team, and I got a chance to captain the team back in 2015, and we both played Davis Cup for a lot of years. So it's
in your blood, Nick.
If we talk about our experiences in tennis, probably the first thing we talk about is our Davis Cup experience and how much it meant to us. And a big part of that, of course, is the home and away concept. That you take on a country away, and that has its challenges, and then you come home and you get that home crowd support. And we were lucky enough to be involved in some home finals, Fitzy as a player and then again as a captain, and it's pretty awesome. You won't get moments like that outside of Davis Cup. It's so special. So I think the idea of bundling up 18 teams in a one-week event at the end of the year, you lose that, and you lose the impact that it can have, that your sport can have, or to grow the sport. In and around.
Because there's not as many tournaments and there's not as much exposure.
You know, we had a semi-final and a final a couple of years, so that really does the sport a lot of good. And anyway, so you lose that, but I guess there are some commercial imperatives that have led it to this. So, for example, a lot of the top players are not playing Davis Cup now because it's not necessarily valued in the calendar.
Scheduling's an issue.
Your scheduling's an issue. Mm. Once they win it, they tend to walk away from the competition. You know, Andy Murray won it. He walks away. Federer wins it. He walks away. Nadal wins it. He walks away. So you need the best players supporting the competition. So something had to give. I personally would have liked gentler steps. Maybe play it every second year. Give it some more value in the calendar. Mm. Give the winners and the runner-up a bye in the first round. Just tinker with the format as opposed to just a wholesale change. That worries me a little bit.
John Fitzgerald, too radical a change in your view?
Look, I think Wally summed it up really well. And you know, I guess when you have more than 100 years of tradition, there's a reason why the Davis Cup has survived and prospered over all of those years, because the format was great. The home and away concept brings Davis Cup, that format and that tennis, to communities and cities around the world.
And a real parochialism as
well?
Yes,
very much so. Real parochialism and the opportunity for cities everywhere in every country to see their team play. So the new concept that is being suggested will take that's a big negative. But you know, when you've been around for 100 years, you've survived because you've been good. But over time, things change too. So I'm a little bit sitting on the fence with this new concept. I'm concerned. I'm worried. But I'm a bit like Wally. I think the pros and cons sort of make you want to experience some change in the competition. I'm just not sure how radical it should be. So the jury's out on that for me.
We'll see how it plays out as far as overall the players being for this or not happy with it as well. It is good of you both to come in this visit to Canberra on what is a very important day for charities and raising money and awareness for Men's Link. Have a great day on the court, and here's hoping the hamstrings hold up, Wally Masur and John Fitzgerald.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, Adam.
All the very best for today, Martin Fisk. It's set to be a great day.
Thanks, Adam. I hope so.
On 666 AM, digital radio, and the ABC Listen app, this is ABC Radio Canberra.